August 1, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Something more about his ways. He comes where he commands us to leave. When Jesus had made an end of commanding his disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Matthew 11:1. If when God said, go, you stayed, because you were so concerned about your people at home, you robbed them of the teaching and preaching of Jesus Christ himself. When you obeyed and left all the consequences to God, the Lord went into your city to teach. As long as you would not obey, you were in the way. Watch where you begin to debate and to put what you call duty in competition with your Lord's commands. I know he told me to go, but then my duty was here. That means you do not believe that Jesus means what he says. He teaches where he instructs us not to. Master, let us make thee three tabernacles. Are we playing the spiritual amateur providence in other lives? Are we so noisy in our instruction of others that God cannot get anywhere near them? We have to keep our mouths shut and our spirits alert. God wants to instruct us in regard to his Son. He wants to turn our times of prayer into mounts of transfiguration, and we will not let him. When we are certain of the way God is going to work, he will never work in that way anymore. He works where he sends us to wait. Tarry ye until. Wait on God, and he will work. But don't wait in spiritual sulks because you cannot see an inch in front of you. Are we detached enough from our own spiritual hysterics to wait on God? To wait is not to sit with folded hands, but to learn to do what we are told. There are phases of his way we rarely recognize. That's the end of Oswald's message. And how so natural it seems to be in the Christian life to try to understand God and try to know his ways and anticipate and even act in anticipation of what he's going to say or what we believe he's going to say. God's expectation of us is simply to not try to read his mind, to simply know his mind because our affection for him is strong enough and our desire for him is strong enough that we operate in unity with him. Whenever we try to determine what we will do for God or the way in which we will do it for God, we are actually working across purposes to what he has in mind. We can't think ahead of him. We cannot see the distance into the future that he can see. His word, God's word, is a light, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, it says in the Psalms. And the truth of that is that God only needs to give me enough light to take one step. If I'm not willing to take that one step, there's no need to give me any more light. But all he desires is that I will take that step, and he will light the way for the next step. And regardless of who is telling us to do otherwise, obedience to him is fulfilling his desire for us and our desire for him.